Turn your Bible to the book of Acts. Amen. Chapter number 9. Verse number 1, let me say this to our visitors. We sure are glad to have you. Amen. Our facilities right now are in the back. If you need to go, the men's rooms are over here, and the ladies' rooms are over here. We're in construction on the front of the building. We've just completed the sides and the backs, and so just in case, you won't bother me a bit, I promise you. And so if you need to use those, you're more than welcome to. Amen. Amen. But the Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter number 9, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6, I seen something in this this week, and I thought about it and meditated on it all the week long. So you pray for us. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Acts, amen, chapter number 9, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6. The Bible said, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, he went up to the high priest, in verse number 2, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Verse number 5. He said, Who art thou, Lord? He knew who he was. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Verse number 6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told to thee what thou must do. You may be seated. Our heavenly just as humble as I know how today. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move, Jeff. Lord, out of the way for a little while, that I'd be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. And, Lord, how thankful we are, God, that people may more than view their choice today, Lord, to come and worship with us. Lord, we ask, God, that your blessings be upon those, Lord, the sick list that we had, those that are in the hospitals, those that are bound, by other things in their life. I pray for them today. God, hide us behind the cross. Lord, not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. We ask all these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Very familiar scripture, the Lord, neighbor, is laid upon our heart today. Neighbor, if I had a message, brother, I want to preach on, this right here. Have you ever met him? Amen. Have you ever met him? Amen. Listen, have you ever met him? Listen, if I mention the name, Orville and Wilbur Wright, listen, they were credited for inventing the first airplane. Listen, neighbor, today, I've heard of them, but I've never met them. No, sir, today. Listen, on June the 4th, 1896, there was a man by the name of Henry Ford. Listen, in a little old shop behind his house, listen, built the first car. Listen, there. Listen, I've heard of him. I've even owned a Ford. Listen, I've drove a Ford. Listen, but I do not know him. Amen. Listen, I've heard of him, but I do not know him. See, there is a vast difference. Listen, between hearing of him and meeting him. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of people today, listen, that have heard of him, but they do not know him. See, my friend, there's a lot of people this guy, Brother Mike, they got head knowledge of Jesus Christ. Listen, they can tell you the Bible from every jot, tittle they are, from Genesis to Revelation. salvation. Listen, but they never have met him on a personal level. They know of him. They know of the scripture. Listen, neighbor, today. Listen, but they are a difference. Listen, here today, we see in the scripture, the Bible said, and no doubt Saul had knew the Lord. Listen, he had heard of the miracles. He had heard of all the things that he had done, the healing that he had performed, the lame, the halt, the withered, the redeemed. Listen, those that they have miracles that God had performed. And the Bible said Saul, listen, had heard of him. And here he was. The Bible said he already went and got the letter of authority. Listen, in other words, the letter of permission. Listen, to kill the Christians. And the Bible said that Paul or Saul that time was headed to Damascus. And the Bible said there was a great light and neighbor that shone down. Listen, but I want you to know, on that road to Damascus, not only did the Lord, not only did Saul hear of him, but he met him. Amen. See, my friend, there's a big difference, a vast difference in hearing of him and meeting him. Listen, he is my Redeemer. Amen. He is my King of Kings. He is my Lord of Lords. Listen, I am today, I am by the grace of God. Listen, and it's not because I've heard of him. It's because I met him. Amen. Listen, I don't know him as my grandpa knew him. I don't know him as my father knew him. But I'm glad today I've got my own experience. I've got my own relationship. Amen. I'm glad. I just don't have the head knowledge, but I've got the heart knowledge. There is a difference in between hearing of him and meeting him as your personal Savior today. Yes. Have you ever met him? Have you ever met him? Saul, amen, met him on the road to Damascus. I believe Paul was already his name too, and later on he began to go by that name. Amen. A lot of people think his name was changed that day. It wasn't. Listen, neighbor, but later on he began to go by Paul. Amen. But here he saw, and the Lord told him, he said, Saul, Saul, said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Listen, neighbor, today. And later on down the road he told him, he said, I want you to listen. He struck him blind, and the Bible said, how did he told him? He said, I want you to go down. And there's a man named Ananias. I want you to go down to his house. Listen, and he'll tell you what to do. The Bible said, the word of the Lord. I came to Ananias, and he told Ananias. He said, there's going to be a man coming down named Saul. And Ananias said, wait a minute. I've already heard of him. Listen, I know what he does. Listen, but notice what he says in this particular verse. If you look down just a little further, before he told him anything, he told Ananias, listen, he said, this Saul, he prayed, amen. I thank God, he's not the same man he was. He's a difference. Listen, he not only know the Lord, but he met him. Listen, amen, and he's cleansed him, and he's redeemed him, and he set him free. I'm telling you today, there's a difference between hearing of him and meeting him. There's a difference between hearing of him and ever meeting him. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today I thought about this so many times. The Bible said Moses seen him through the burning bush. Moses seen him through the burning bush. Listen, the Bible said Adam and Eve walked with him in the cool of the day. Amen. The Bible said Jacob seen the Lord, and he said, I seen him high and lifted up. Listen there, and he said his train filled the temple. Amen. Listen, neighbor, see, there's a difference between hearing of him and meeting him on a personal level. Having a personal relationship, having a personal experience, to know him as your Savior, as your Lord, it makes all the difference in your life today. Amen. See, there's a difference, and there's a difference. Have you ever met him? There's a difference between meeting him, and just hearing of him. Now listen, the Bible said the devil even knew the scriptures and trembled. But there's a difference between meeting him and knowing him as your personal Savior. But three things we'll look at today. With God being our helper on this right here. Have you ever met him? Amen. Since that day that Saul met the Lord on the road to Damascus, there was three things about Saul's life how they changed. I'm telling you today, just hearing of the Lord will never change your life. Just hearing of the Lord, hearing the song sung of Zion this morning, the wonderful singing that we had. Listen, just hearing the word taught in Sunday school, like you heard this morning, just hearing the preaching of God's word today, listen, it'll help you, but it won't save you. Listen, neighbor, today, you got to meet him. And when we meet him, and we meet him on a personal level, and we know him, and we get introduced to him, he changes our life. He changes everything about us. There's a change made. Listen, neighbor, today, you can't drink out bitter water and sweet water out of the same fountain today. I'm glad God made a change in me. I thank God today I met him as my personal Savior. Amen. I'd heard about him all my life. Amen. I'd heard all the songs just about him in the Red Back Book. Amen. Listen, I knowed how to carry out a church service because I've been raised in it all my life. But until I met him on a personal level, until I met him and he became my God, amen, he became my Savior, he became my Lord of Lords, and he became my King, all I had done was heard of him. Amen. It's like this. It's just like this right here. I can tell you to go down here to Max Bakery. I can tell you to go down there, and they got the best fudge in the world. They don't make it all the time. She told me, I went in again, she said, you got to buy a whole pan. I said, I can't buy a whole pan, I'll eat it. So they got the best fudge in the world. Man, I'm talking about, it's about that thick. Man, it's good. And man, you know, and so I hadn't been in there in a while. And so I slipped. I backslid this week. And it's probably been 6 months since I've been in Max Bakery. Brother Tim Montgomery's wife, she watches me as I pass by her shop. And they'll give me that look like, don't do it. But anyway, I went in there this week and I came in and the lady, she said, are you okay? I said, yes, I'm okay. She said, well, Patty came in the other day and said, I almost asked her, is your preacher sick? And I said, no, I've been trying to cut it out. And I said, I just had one of them days. She said, is it one donut day or two? Scotty, I looked at her and said, it's a two, a brownie one. A peanut butter one and a chocolate. She said, it is a rough day, ain't it? I said, throw in an oatmeal cookie. But man, them things look so good. They do, man. I mean, I guarantee you right now, right in this moment, Gerald Lee is thinking about Max Baker Donut. I can tell it. Wipe that off. Man, you can, hey, see, I can get up here and I can tell you how good it is. I can make it, they're not open on Monday, so forget it. But you could go by there Tuesday and you'll be wanting one of them donuts. Amen. You know why? Because you've heard about it. You've heard how good it was. Listen, see, that's the way my relationship with the Lord was. I had heard about him all my life. I had heard about how good he was. Listen, Scotty, I've seen people shout all over the church. I had no idea what they were shouting about. And listen, I've seen people stand up and cry, grown men cry. I didn't know what they were crying about. But I'm going to tell you something. That day at Calvary, when I met him, he made a change in my life. life. Thank God. I'm telling you, I found out what they were shouting about. I found out what they were singing about. I found out what they were teaching about. I'm telling you, it makes a difference between hearing about him and meeting him. Makes a big difference. Makes a big difference. Three things. We've got to get to them three. Three things that it changed about Saul's life. Number one, it changed Saul's vision. It changed Saul's vision. Actually, twice. The Bible said that he struck Saul blind. He was blind. And see, that's the same way we are when we're in sin. We're blind to the things of the world. We're blind to what the devil has. We're blind to the tactics that he uses. We're blind to all these things. But when he sent him to Ananias, Ananias opened up his eyes that he may see. See, my friend, this morning when we come to Jesus Christ and we're saved and we're born again, our scales fall from our spiritual eyes. We begin to see things differently. Things look a lot more clearly. Listen, them hypocrites that used to be in the church that I looked at every Sunday. How, listen, I'm going to tell you something. They looked different when I got saved. How, listen, how them faults and them failures that I used to look at, they looked different when I got saved. How, when I met him, my vision changed. Everything changed. The vision changed. Paul, spiritually, his spiritual vision on life changed. His spiritual vision on life changed, and he became guided and directed by the Holy Ghost of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. By his faith in Jesus, he began to see with a spiritual vision. Amen. He began to see a little bit different. We begin to, listen, the world, they get up in the morning and they just think the sun comes up and they don't realize how pretty it is. But you know, as a Christian, you look at those things. As a Christian, listen, I've stood upon the highest mountains and looked out and see the vast valleys. And you know, a lot of people see the trees and they see how pretty it is. You know what I say? I say, God. I see God. Listen, I've been standing on the beaches of Panama City, Florida. Be standing there and wonder how in the world, Brother Scotty, that water knows just where to stop. It knows just where to stop. A lot of people say, well, it's scientific this, and it's got a gravitation pull, and it's got, I'm telling you, I know where the pull's coming from. I see God. And that's what happens when we, listen, when we, you remember that song says, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. You remember that song? Some of y'all needed to hear a little more than you hear. You're listening to the wrong stuff. But our eyes are opened up. Our spiritual vision begins to change. We got a different outlook. We got a different focus on the things of the world. Because this is why this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Thank God. I'm just a passing through. Amen. A preacher, pastor friend of mine called yesterday and he was asking me about my mama. He'd heard that she was getting worse and she was real sick and in the hospital. And he said, preacher, what's going on? We're praying for her. Our church is praying for her. He said, but you know, he said, you know that right now you and your daddy's probably in a struggle, don't you? I didn't know what he was talking about to start with. I thought, well, my daddy's done gone on. Then it hit me. I know what he was talking about. He said, your daddy's up there saying, come on, honey, come on home. Come on, honey, come on home. How, listen, you're down there saying, mama, you need to stay. You need to stay. How, listen, see, how even at death, when you're saved, it looks different. Amen. Your vision is different. Thank God. He said, I'm a winner either way, if I go or if I stay. Thank God. I didn't used to look at it like that. But when God saves you, when you meet him, I'm talking about meet him as my personal Savior, your vision changes. Your vision changes. You begin to look at things, Brother Mike, different. You begin to look at things different. How many loved ones that we've rolled through this very church, Brother Don, in the almost going on 10 years. And we walk by them here at the funeral home, and we look over in them, and we say those words, "I'll meet you again. I'll meet you again." You know how you can say that? It's because your vision of death has changed. We, through Jesus Christ, he's took the sting of death away. And Saul, once Saul was born again, once Saul was saved, his vision, his spiritual vision was renewed in God himself. See, my friend, when you meet him, there's some things within our life that changes. The first thing that changed about him was his vision. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 4 and verse number 4. He spent time, notice on the road to Damascus, the Bible said there was a great light that shined down. Oh, Saul, he spent some time in the light. He spent some time in the light. Today, neighbor, we need to spend a little time in the light. If we want to see better, we need to come to the light. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Amen. He said, "I shall be as a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid." See, there's a difference between meeting him and hearing of him. There's a lot of people today that when the last days come, they're going to cry out, "Lord, Lord, I listen, let me enter in." And him say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." It's not because they didn't know of him. It's because they never met him on a personal level. They never met him. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4, he said, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." That's the truth. The world is blinded. They don't understand, Brother Jim, why you got up this morning and came to church. They don't understand why our parking lot is slap full. And the church house, they don't get all that. You should have went fishing this morning, or should have went and played golf this morning. You should have went and enjoyed the day. It's the first day it hadn't rained. But see, when you're saved and you meet him, your vision changes. Listen, he said, "In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." See, when we come into the light, our vision changes. Our vision changes when we meet him. When we meet him, I wonder today, have you ever really met him? Have you ever really met him? Do you really know the love of Christ? Do you know the freedom of enjoying your salvation? Do you know the experience of feeling his holy anointing when it comes down and it flows up from breast to breast like it has this morning? The only way you can know that today is by knowing him, by meeting him as your personal Savior. Have you ever met him? Have you ever met him? See, when we meet him, it changes our vision. All right, number two. Look at number two today. Not only we see Saul that it changed his vision, but after Saul met him and not just heard of him, not only did it change his vision, but it changed his values. It changed his values. He went from a persecutor. He went from a persecutor to a Christian. Ain't that amazing? He went from being a persecutor, a person that hated Christians, a person that had the letter of authority in his hand to kill Christians. He went from being that kind of person. He went from being that kind of person to being one of the greatest writers of the Word of God. Amen. He went about that day preaching the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, my friend, when we're saved, when we meet him on a personal level, our values change. things that we value, things that become important to us, things that are important to us. We've got things in the world that are important to us every day. That's called living. But when we're saved and we meet Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we meet Him and we know Him as our Redeemer, we know Him as our Savior, our values change. Our values change. First of all, things that was changed about Saul was his vision. His vision changed. And then his value changed. He went from a persecutor to the Christians till he became one. He became one. See, people's values change when they get saved. When they're redeemed, when people get born again, the things of this world don't really matter. It really don't matter. See, it's not what you see that makes me a king. It's not the car I drive. It's not the house I live in. It's not the clothes I wear. Those things is we don't value as we used to value. But once we're saved, once we meet Him, Brother Greg, I'm talking about meet Him as our Savior, meet Him as our Redeemer, the things that are most valuable to us change. It changes. And then number three, going on. Listen, have you ever met Him? Have you ever really met Him as a Savior? Have you met Him or just heard of Him? Have you met Him or just ever heard of Him? Number one, His vision changed. Number two, His values changed. Then number three, not only did His vision change and not only did His values change, but notice number three, His voice changed. His voice changed. His language changed. What He was saying began to change. See, when we meet Him as our Savior, our testimony changes. Our language changes. We speak of love. We speak of forgiveness. We speak of being redeemed. We speak of heavenly things. Amen. And sometimes I've seen people that live such a wretched, vile life. I've seen, Brother Mike, I've seen people use profanity as an everyday language. They didn't even realize they were cussing. And they just used profanity after profanity after profanity. But once they met Him, it's amazing how they start singing, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And I look at them, and I look at them up there in the choir, and I think, is that the same person? It took more than a change of outfit for that to happen. It took more than them just joining the church for that to happen. It took more than just hearing a sermon for that to happen. In order for our vision to change, in order for our values to change, in order for our voices to change, we've got to meet Him, not just hear of Him. We've got to meet Him. I wonder today, have we ever really, really, truly met Him? Have we ever really met Him? I'm talking about meet Him on a personal level. Do you know Him today? Do you know Jesus Christ? I mean personally. Personally. We're going to ask whoever's going to lead a verse of a song to come this morning. But I thought about that this week. Saul, here he is on the road to Damascus. He's got hatred in his heart. Bitterness in his heart. There's no telling the language that is coming out of his mouth. He's headed to Damascus to kill the Christians. Ananias knew he was headed that way. But he said, hey, Ananias, he's been a changed man. He's been a changed man. He's prayed. He's prayed. He's met Him. He has met Him. I wonder today, Have you ever really met him? Amen. If you've never met him, you're missing out on it. It's like just having a box with nothing in it. But when you meet him, it's just like I was talking about Max Bakery. I could stand up here all day and make you want one. But that don't do a bit of good until you go get one yourself. I can tell you how good God is. I can tell you what Jesus has done for me. I can tell you what feeling the anointing of the Spirit of God, when it starts in the back of your neck and goes out your feet, and it makes your hand raise, makes your eyes water. Man, I can tell you all that. But until you know it personally, it'll just be like talking foreign language. My desire today is for you to meet him. For you to meet him. If you've never met him, come and meet him today. While we stand together, Brother Herman. 65. You'll have to come. About it while these are praying this morning. I wonder, have you ever really met him?